This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 191. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, guys. We're testing live again tonight to see how it goes. We got another week to get this thing together before we go to head off to TBRU and probably have God knows what kind of issues up there with their internet connection. But anyway, I think we finally got everything working here at the house. If you can't hear us or anything, email us or we're on Bear Podcast.
That's
on
right.
The live web on the website, broadcasting live. So go there and watch us and listen to us and tell us what you think.
We introduced ourselves. Okay.
My name's Nard.
And I'm Ray.
I'm from the Philippines.
And I'm a bear chaser. And I'm from the South. Yeah.
You want some chitlins for that?
Some chitlins?
No, I'm Ray.
And this is Nard, and welcome to Bear Podcast. And we're just experimenting again on this video. This time, this is the same setup we're going to do it. Like Ray said, this is the same setup we're going to do at TBRU. So I hope it works well. Okay, so we do have some topics for you guys today. But first, before we go on to our topics and listener feedbacks, weekend updates. How about some weekend updates?
Well, how about you?
Me? Okay. Yours is exciting. Okay, so Friday. It's actually camping weekend with Asians and Friends and a couple of people from Houston Air Bears. So I think there are about 20 of us. Wayne, how many are we? I think there are 20 of us, something like that. We arrived there Friday in the evening, and it's always important to arrive at a campsite in the afternoon or in the evening where there's still light, because you don't want to set up your tent while it's dark. So go figure. And then we did that, and we found out that the morning before that, the Friday morning, it actually snowed there in Groesbeck, Texas, at Rainbow Ranch. So I missed snow. There's actually snow in Texas. Yeah. So after that, what did we do? Just we did so many lazy things. Just played board games, Yahtzee.
Did you all play Quelf?
No, we didn't play Quelf.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just played what else? Yahtzee and there's this Uno. Uno Attack. Uno Attack is pretty fun. Have you ever tried that before? It's the one with the machine that spits out the cards.
That's too high tech for me.
It's too high tech. It's pretty easy. I enjoyed it. Wayne enjoyed it. Well, Wayne was doing it with us. And right now, Wayne. Oh, he still cuts out. Oh well, it will catch up. I think if you guys are listening to this through Tube Bear, and again, thank you to Planet Bears and Tube Bear, to Forrest and Nicola for making this video possible. If the audio is coming out in and out, probably it's just the internet connection. So please bear with us. But the audio is still intact.
Get it? Okay? Bear with us? Oh, no. Sorry.
God, that's bad. Okay. What else? Saturday, we just hanged out and cooked around the campfire. No, we had the food, enchiladas. We had breakfast burritos. We had it was fun.
Was this Asians and Friends or Mexicans
Asians and friends? It's Filipinos and Friends.
Filipinos
and Friends. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, I'm just making sure that everything's recording fine. We just hanged out, just a lazy weekend. Oh, there's a wedding. There's a lesbian wedding during, while we were eating and everything in the afternoon. There was a lesbian wedding, and it was fun because they had this arch. It's very nice. It's very, very romantic arch, but they were all wearing shorts during their wedding. But it's okay. They had bubbles, they have chairs and everything, and they were inviting us to eat dinner with them, but we had more food than they do, so we just went on. I mean, we just attended the wedding. We didn't go to the reception. It was actually the pavilion. It was okay. But at the sunset, we took pictures and stuff, and Wayne, thanks to Wayne, our friend, he's actually testing our audio out, and he's the one that took pictures of us, and it's very nice. We'll probably post some pictures on the Flickr page, so you guys see. And then at night we played Wii. We played Nintendo Wii.
You played with your Wiis. That's kind of a given, isn't it?
Yes. We played with our Nintendo Wii, so I'm showing it to the video, to the camera. Yeah, so we were playing. Oh, God, I forgot the game. Well, don't touch my Wii! You're touching my Wii. Yeah, so we were playing like that, and that it was fun. So, thanks to these controllers. And we were playing, I forgot the name. We played Wii Party. We played Wii Party. No, we did a lot. We had a lot of games. So first we played bowling, and then there's these new games with rabbits, something like that.
The big question is, did Wayne play with anybody's Wii?
He did. That's right. Wayne played the Wii. Played with the Wii. Actually, what's bad was their toilet in their camper backed up.
That's what happens when you camp with bears. But it also answers that question. If a bear craps in the wood, what happens? Well, it backs the toilet up in the camper.
Yeah. It was gross. Sorry, Wayne, we had to mention that. Oh, is it Rayman Rabbits? Rayman Rabbits is the name of the game. Yeah, so while we were playing Wii, we're doing that. The toilet backed up somehow because somebody flushed the wrong way. I don't know. And
I don't think that anything had flush to do with it. It was probably filling it up more like it.
Yeah. So it was fun. Not the not the backing up toilet part, but the Wii part. We played Wii, Rayman Rabbit, something like that.
That like it was a big deal, but they forget to mention all the scat Asians and friends that were there that were into that, and we're all wallowing in it and stuff in the cabin.
No, we're not into that. So we did that, and we didn't want to spend the whole night just playing Nintendo Wii, so we went back to the campfire and drank some more. Kidded around with the guys, and you know, just talked, took pictures, played around with a camera. It's very nice when if you play around with the shutter speed. I played around with my camera with my Canon. It's not as sophisticated as an SLR, but the camera that I have is, you know, it's okay. I mean, I just used the shutter speed, delayed it for 15 seconds, something like that, and I was trying to draw lights. Yeah, I'll probably post pictures later. Yeah, it was fun. It's a good weekend. And Sunday we just went back. Nothing really special. I did the yard work. Okay, you have a lot of stories. You have a lot of stuff that happened last weekend. So you were there in Florida.
I was in Floridia.
Floridia.
For the weekend. Well, let's start from Thursday night, trying to get out of Houston. I actually left work Thursday at 4:30. It took me 45 minutes to get home from work because it was raining so bad.
Wait, before I interrupt, Bob from Canada says you should get naked. No.
No, we'll talk about that later. Oh, okay. Those stories are coming later. So.
Later, Bob. Later, Forrest, okay? get naked. Okay. All right.
But it was storming so bad here in Houston. Of course, with the light rain, they closed IAH down, Houston Intercontinental. But anyway, finally got to the airport, thanks to our speedy Asian driver, Vietnamese driver, Wayne. He didn't wreck, didn't kill us. was very good in getting us to the airport, and I have to set him up later for taking us up there. But we got up there, got checked in, got plenty of time, you know, got on the plane, ready to go. Captain comes over the speaker. Well, our co-pilot's not here. He's still stuck in Colorado. We have to wait for him.
Okay.
So we sat there for a little over an hour, waiting on the co-pilot's plane to show up. And then as soon as he got there and got on the plane, did all his little stuff, they backed us out from the gate. We left. So we booked to Orlando International Airport, I guess that's what it's called. Got to Orlando about a little after midnight, got off the plane, went and found their transportation to the hotel, and then about 2 a.m. we finally walked into our lovely South Pacific themed room.
What's South Pacific supposed
to
be?
So it was kind of like being with Asians and friends.
Okay, all right.
So we were at the Royal Pacific Resort at Universal Studios Orlando, which is the whole resort's got an Asian South Pacific theme to it. You know, okay. It's the bedspread was looking like bamboo. It's all looks like tropical rainforest outside our window and stuff. So we got checked in, and you know, we were just glad to get in bed, and we stayed up for a little while because we were so wired. Ordered room service. you know, $50 for room service for a club sandwich and chicken tenders. So
$50.
$50. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things, everything was closed by the time we got there. So it wasn't like we could get anything because all the bars closed at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So we were thinking that we were running a city walk.
It's like Texas.
Yeah, everything shuts down. Most of the restaurants closed. We didn't rent a car, so we were stuck there. So, and then we had to drink a bottle of $7 water out of the, what you call it?
The hotel fridge.
Just because we needed water so bad we couldn't stand it.
I really don't like getting stuff from the hotel fridge. I would rather get it outside.
Well, there was nowhere to get it because they didn't have drink machines on site.
And how much is a bottle of water?
$7.
Gosh.
$7 for the regular size, full size Fiji water. So, but we were thirsty and the tap water tasted like crap. So
you have no choice.
It was just like, we're on vacation. Just grab it. So did that. Ate our little meal and then I finally went to bed. Got up on Friday morning praying because the weather had called for storms all day that it wasn't going to rain or anything. And woke up nice and cloudy, warm outside, beautiful day.
Okay, good.
So we went and ate by the pool, which was heated, very nice pool with ducks.
There are ducks in the pool?
Yeah, there are ducks in the pool. So they're just swimming around, you know.
Okay.
Kids were trying to catch them and they'd swim off faster than the kids could move and would look, turn their heads and look annoyed, but they got plenty of bread and stuff thrown at them to eat, so, but. Mm-hmm. But then we went over to Universal Studios to the main theme park and rode rides all day and did all the attractions. So Men in Black is fun. I've never done... Men in Black, yes. Well, you go and then you try to shoot the aliens. I had the high score on our car.
Okay. geeky.
Yeah. And if you go to my Flickr account, like I said earlier, it's Flickr/ Hugh Bear Dad. I got a bunch of pictures. I got a bunch of pictures of BILFs.
Ooh, nice. So, you're not supposed to do that.
What?
You're supposed to send it to me first.
What, boys I like to...
Oh, boys? No, I thought bears.
No.
Bears. No.
There's one on there for John that I took a picture of.
That he thought was cute.
There are a ton of hot German and European men at the park. The English people were kind of weird, though.
Why?
I took some pictures of hair art.
Hair art?
Art and okay. Very pierced. Older crowd. It was very interesting.
Oh.
But anyway, we spent most of the day there. About 5 o'clock, we went back to our room, changed, took a bath. We ate at Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Oh, okay. This one in New Orleans, too. But
yeah.
I guess that's the touristy part.
Touristy thing. Universal has that whole City Walk section, and then they got the two parks. So it was in the City Walk section, and John likes shrimp, so we went there and ate, and it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Got ready, went and saw Blue Man Group.
Oh, that's one of the reasons we went there.
Yes. Okay. I'd already seen, video clips of them in, MTV and stuff, because they'd done some remixes with some people, but I must say, it was a very, very entertaining show, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Good.
And it lasted a good hour and 45 minutes, no intermission, nonstop, going the entire time. So.
Well, it's easy because, you know, you could see three blue men?
Yeah, there's three blue men.
They could just simply go to another, have another set of people.
Well, I'm sure they got multiple sets of people. Some days they do two shows a day, so they got to have multiple sets. So. Mm-hmm. But saw them, was very good, come out. And as soon as the Blue Man Group was over and we walked out the door, there was a clap of lightning and it was pouring. And we were a good, probably almost a mile away from the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat there and everybody kind of waited it out. And then finally everybody just started going to the gift shop and started buying raincoats or umbrellas. And I finally got one of the last umbrellas, so I got this huge umbrella now.
You brought it home?
I brought it home, yes. I was like, $15, man. I'm bringing that baby back. So I was hoping it was a Blue Man Group umbrella, but it was just Universal Studios.
We got a mark. That's okay.
So we were on our way back, and we were like, where do you want to go sit in one of the bars and hang out? And we were just, well, we didn't want to deal with straight people. So we decided to go see a movie. So we went and saw 10,000 BC.
Is that good?
It was interesting. I liked it.
Is it like a classic hero thing? Classic hero story?
Kinda. Pretty hot muscle, little white boy running around scantily clad in leather loincloth in the snow, saving his tribe of post-Neanderthal man or something there. I hadn't figured out exactly what it was all timeline, but it was pretty nice. A lot of eye candy for me, so. but it was an interesting movie. I don't think John liked it at all. It was kind of long. In fact, I think he fell asleep during it. So.
Really? Okay.
So it is interesting. I'll probably buy it.
10,000
BC? 10,000
BC.
Oh, yeah. Eh. So the lead character's cute, the guy that did the lead. So.
Okay.
Then we went back to the hotel. Got up Saturday morning. Sun was out, shining. We were like, cool. Perfect. It's going to work out. We walked outside, and that wind was blowing, and it was so cold, we froze. So we ended up...
You didn't bring any winter clothes.
No winter clothes. Because we're like, we're Florida. It's not going to get cold. Yeah, right. It was nice and warm, so we went and bought sweaters. And I had on shorts, and once I put the sweater on over my t-shirt, everything was fine. And John put his sweater on, he was fine. So, I mean, because the sun kept you warm, it was just that wind that was cutting through there. It was pretty bad that we froze. And the best ride at Islands of Adventure, the Hulk.
The Great, Hulk?
The Hulk. The Hulk roller coaster. Because it shoots you out, inverts you automatically, and then you do a couple of, and it's just cool. We rode it like two or three times, so.
Didn't know you like roller coasters.
I don't love roller coasters, so. And the good thing that if you stay on the resort, you can use your room key as a fast pass. So you get to go to the front of the line.
Oh.
So when everybody else is standing there for 50 minutes, you're getting on the ride. So that's a good thing about staying on the expensive ass resorts. You get to get perks like that. So that was good. So we got to ride pretty much every ride we wanted. And Hulk started the Marvel section of Islands of Adventure. So I totally geeked out. I got all kind of pictures of Captain America, Spider-Man, the whole nine yards. So. I got my picture made with Storm and Rogue.
Okay.
With them and everything. We had a good so we had a good time there. And then we finally moseyed on back and went back to Jurassic Park, which was kind of lame. Other than the water ride, I couldn't tell that there was anything else back there. Mm-hmm. But between Jurassic Park and the fairy kind of medieval kingdom thing they got set up, they've started tearing down stuff to put in Harry Potter.
What's so special about Harry Potter in this ride?
They're going to put a whole Harry Potter theme park back there.
Oh,
I think it's going to replace Jurassic Park. I don't know if it's going to take all of it. And if it's going to come over and take part of the medieval theme type park and stuff. And they're going to revamp some of the stuff. But you could tell where they're starting to tear down back there. And I was all
J.K. Rowling is really happy with that, I bet.
Well, I'm thinking it'll probably be a big attraction for years because that's such a big book. And then we made it around. Of course, you end up in Seuss Land and all that kind of stuff. So, but it was good. And then I think we finally went back to the... we finally went back to the hotel and got ready. Met Ricky and Herb.
Oh, yeah.
Foul Monkeys.
From Foul Monkeys. Rick and Herb.
met them for dinner and they joined us and we went to the Latin Quarter, which was one of the... restaurant clubs over in the City Walk and hung out there and their friend joined us and for the life of me I can't remember his name. I think it's Lewis. If I'm sorry guys, I can't remember. y'all gave me too much alcohol that night. It killed that one brain cell that had his name.
I heard you were naughty at the bars.
I don't know where that come from.
No Ricky, you've been lying to us.
But I will say we went to Parliament House finally after we got done eating dinner. And Ricky and John had this whole shrimp fiasco. They ordered this kind of stuffed shrimps thing. And when it come out, it still had the heads on it.
Oh!
And all the little feeler things. So they were just like freaking out over that. And all it was they just put the stuff on there and threw some cheese on it. And it kind of glued the head back on so you could just pull it off. But they were griping about that the entire time. So.
Wait, Ricky and John didn't like it?
No. Well, the whole head, I mean, it's kind of gross.
I eat it with a head. It's okay. I don't eat the head, but that's...
Yeah, it's still kind of gross, because the head feelers all in the...
It's just too much work.
I'm glad I didn't get it, so... But we left there, went to Parliament House in Orlando, which is very interesting. There's a Parliament House in Augusta that I've been to. Mm-hmm. Not quite up to par with this Parliament House. I mean, it has its tributes, but Parliament House is basically a hotel that's been converted in, that's part hotel, kind of bathhouse, hotel, bars combination. So it's actually kind of cool because it's a pretty good sized hotel. Then you got this inner courtyard. Mm-hmm. And then off to one side, then in the very back, they took like three hotel rooms and gutted them out and put in a bar. And there's a pool area with a stage that Ricky was telling me that RuPaul was down when he came down for Gay Days and performed.
Okay.
And then at the front of the hotel, which I guess used to be restaurant offices, maybe meeting rooms or something, there is a small bar at front. And there's like a middle room that kind of reminds me of JR's, just the way it was kind of set up. It really wasn't that big. And then the back room was like a big dance floor.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool. And it was an $8 cover to get on the
dance
floor.
That's the dance floor.
That's the dance floor.
You dance in the full dance floor?
Yes, I was dancing on the dance floor.
Oh, okay. So that's where...
But they give you the big 16-ounce plastic glasses full of alcohol. And you know how here in Houston, they give you the regular shot glass, well, not shot glass, but regular size glasses.
Yeah.
And they fill them up and then put a splash of whatever you're mixing it with.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, this is a 16-ounce done the same way. So after two, I was wasted.
Okay.
And I had to nurse them all night. The entire time we were there, I nursed those drinks just because they were so big and so...
It's like Long Island iced tea I tried. I went to Florida a couple of years ago with Mike, and I had this Long Island iced tea. It's really big also. I was the same thing, just trying to use them all, drink it all up, but it's just way too big, and I was drunk already halfway. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
So, but it's pretty. It was a pretty cool setup. The bartenders down there at Parliament House are just incredible. Gorgeous. Gorgeous man. Mm-hmm. My type. Little Twinkie boys.
How about the bear bars? What happened to the bear bars? Well,
I think they all closed.
They all closed? All the bear bars in Orlando closed?
I have no idea. Ricky didn't really know where any other bars were. He said there's some gay bars downtown in Orlando, but they're expensive and they don't really go to them. They only go to Parliament House and they're very hard to ever go there. So, mm-hmm. But it was nice. But it was kind of cool because... You know, we were outside in the courtyard. Of course, it was freezing, so most people are inside, but there's all these guys in these rooms with their blinds open and the TV on, and they were just kind of sitting there, or they were standing at the door with the door open, leaning against on the outside, smoking a cigarette, you know, just like looking all cool.
Okay.
So it was pretty interesting. So, and the one in Augusta doesn't have a bar. It just says, well, you can go in and rent rooms, and you pay by the night. You buy a membership. And then you can rent a room, and then you can stay for the night and do whatever, and just kind of hang out and see what happens. Which same thing was going on here, so but it was pretty cool. But it was a little bit nicer. So
okay.
So we need one here in Houston, but I don't know where you'd do it in Houston because there's not any hotels that I think would work for it close in that people would go to. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, it'd be interesting to have a Parliament House here in Houston. So anybody's got any money, want to invest? Call me. We'll work it out. I'm sure we can find a spot. So. But that was it. And then got up Sunday morning, ran and bought some souvenirs and stuff, got on the plane, come back to Houston, and we're home. We were home by 6, so that was my weekend.
Wow.
We had a good time, enjoyed it a lot. Wish we could add some friends there. I needed Wayne there taking pictures because my picture-taking camera, they wouldn't take pictures fast enough for me. I needed a high-speed camera so I could catch the hot little boys walking by. Because I got busted like 2 or 3 times, and it was very obvious that I was taking a picture. I remember nobody ever said anything, so I was like, okay.
It's going to be in your collection.
I got them online. I thought that me and this fag hag were going to get into it at the monster makeup show that we went to on Friday, because she was there with her fag, and he was really cute. And I was, you know, trying to take a picture and be all smooth about it, like I was taking a picture of something on the wall, and I forgot to cut the flash off, and it flashed out. And I was like, crap.
You know, what you do is you need John to stand on the side and then zoom in.
Yeah, but we were on the fast pass lane. We'd already got up to the front, and they were kind of standing right behind us. So, but anyway, it was fun. Had a good time. So.
Well, hold on. Just adjusting our... We got the... Like I said, this setup is new to us. We're just two computers.
Manager just needs to learn how to set his computer so it won't cut off and he won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, we got some topics. Hold on. I got this website thing. Okay.
Hopefully not too many. We've been on
just
we've
one
been talking forever.
Yeah, we're going 25 minutes, so we're still good. Okay, so Kentucky lawmaker wants to make anonymous internet posting illegal. Okay, some people of you, some people out there who are on LiveJournal or I don't know, whatever blogging site you have in Kentucky, I think they're trying to impose that you cannot have, you cannot make anonymous posting. Do you blog?
You don't. Rarely.
Rarely, okay. So people, because I see a lot in LiveJournal, people blogging and people would put nasty comments sometimes in your post, and sometimes you know, they're either nasty or they even give them their names. Most of the time they're nasty because they don't want to be known. They don't want to them to be discovered. Whoever posted an anonymous email or an anonymous web post on your blog. But anyway, so in Kentucky, it says here. Wait, let me see. Kentucky Representative Tim Couch filed a bill this week to make anonymous posting online illegal. The bill would require anyone who contributes to a website to register their real name, address, and email addresses for that site. Their full name would be used anytime a comment is posted. I don't even use full names on my blogs. You just use, you know, whatever, like Big Bear 1963, something like that. That's your... that you use that as when you post, that's your username and that's what's visible. And now they're trying to make it illegal. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the way the internet's going, eventually there won't be an anonymous internet. But I think that the next wave that the internet's going to go is you can't just go create an email account and then do anything you want, or create a profile on Yahoo and do anything you want and have like 20 million different profiles.
Yeah.
Because one, it just allows people to spam the hell out of each other. Mm-hmm. Two, there's getting to be where there's just too many predators online. I mean,
yeah.
There's just too many stories about it. I mean, I think that there should be a way that you can post stuff and, you know, you still retain some of your privacy. But I think eventually what's going to happen, you're going to have one main user ID, and then maybe you can create a couple sub IDs that limits what people can see about you. But I think the authorities, it's eventually going to become that you just can't have.
Mm-hmm.
My name is JoeBlow@yahoo.com and no information on the profile, period.
Yeah, privacy and, you know, freedom of speech. How about freedom of speech? Because people want to post something.
Well, if you want to say something about somebody saying something, then use your name and say about it. Don't be a chicken shit and hide behind something that. A profile you created that doesn't tell anything about you, because that's not freedom of speech. That's just chicken ass, if you ask me.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so it says here, if the bill becomes law, the website operator would have to pay if someone was allowed to post anonymously on their site. The fine would be $500 for a first offense and $1,000 for each offense after that. So every time somebody is able to post anonymous comments on your website, then you pay $1,000. Well, $1,000 each. So I think it's crazy. I mean, I don't like it. It's not that I'm planning to do so. I'm planning to post anonymously. I don't. I usually don't. And I usually leave a name. If ever I don't have an account, at least I'll leave a name at the bottom, but that's about it. But to the point that you're finding the operator. What about other websites? Yeah, like what I use right now, LiveJournal. I mean, there are thousands, probably millions of posts right now that are anonymous. So those will all be deleted? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it'll come up to a certain point that date you can't make anonymous posting.
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, people abuse that stuff comes up because people abuse the privileges that they're given. And I kind of believe, I mean, we all know that there are people on the adult bear websites that are underage, hooking up and doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing, and people doing it with them. But it happens because the people that host the websites do the minimum they have to do to verify age or birth date or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, and
yeah, like MySpace and Facebook, they're not verifying ages because they don't want stalkers or predators.
Yeah. So, but then you get stuff like Ricky and them got this hate email from somebody
on their podcast
about you freaking fags should die of AIDS, and I hope you get fucked by somebody with AIDS and blow somebody with AIDS and you get AIDS and die and go to hell and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, they have no way to track who did that. And the sad thing is, to listen to a podcast, you have to go click on that button to subscribe to that podcast or download it, which means
you're consenting.
You're consenting to it, and then you come back and do stuff like this, and then they're, you know, it's just kind of stupid that people do stuff like that. Yeah. Grow some balls, people. If you're going to bitch about something, stand up for it and let people know who you are. Don't be all wussy and hide behind somebody.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm just testing this. Ow! I keep hitting my butt! Okay.
Keep putting it there for me to do.
All right. Yeah, so what do you guys think? Email us, bearpodcast@gmail.com, if you have any comments about anonymous web posting being legal. Okay, so let's do some...
But if it cuts down on my Yahoo spamming, I'd love it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maynard's bringing out the bag.
Okay, hold on. This one first. Okay, I was at IBR, and... I got to meet Sherwin, or Shelby Cub. If any of you guys know Shelby Cub, he gave me one of these. Apple Brown Betty. See? I don't know if you can see the camera. Hold on. There. Apple Brown Betty? Apple Brown Betty. And it's from by William Brown. It's a comedy. He's a stand-up comedian. And he did a pretty good job.
Go look at it. Yeah.
And he did a pretty good job. Very, very funny guy. And you can check him out. His live journal, shelbycub.livejournal.com. And yeah, he gave me a DVD. I might see him at... I think I'm going to see him at the TBRU. So yeah, we're going to see him. We can talk to him.
Maybe he'll do a show for us.
Yeah, probably he'll do stand-up comedy there.
You stand up.
Stand-up, okay. So yeah, Apple Brown Brady. If you guys get it, if you see him at the... If you see William at the vendor mall, going around there, buy his DVD, okay? So Apple Brown Betty, okay. Next, we got mail call. Actually, from Wooby Bear Music.
Yeah, exactly.
You just said everybody your. That's post office address. I thought it had come from your house.
Oh, it's a post office. Okay, so we got CDs unopened yet. So we have Bear Tracks 1, Bear Tracks 2, Bear Tracks 3, Bear Tracks 4, and GCD, and Triple Play Volume 1. So let me show you guys. You should be showing it. Bear Tracks 1.
We're going to post them on the website. Yeah. It's going to be kind of hard to
post. But anyway, last episode 190, we had Greg Hudson from Wooby Bear Music, and he promised me to send some CDs, and we're going to decide what we're going to do with these. I guess I'm going to check it out. So, yeah, that's it. If you guys want to send something, if you want to promote anything.
I know what we can do.
What?
TBRU. We have a little curtain area set up behind us.
Okay.
And the person that gets the best blowjob will get a CD.
All right. Okay, cool. There you go. Okay, so, yeah, the mailing address for Bear Podcast is P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. If you want to send some promotions or whatever, CDs, DVDs, porn, yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
What's your note?
Okay, let me see the notes. Let me do it. There. Okay, some announcements. Okay, would you like to do this, Michael West?
Michael West, Bearpalooza, Timberfell, and invite attached. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that, huh?
Yeah.
Join us for our first show at Timberfell Lodge, Tennessee's premier private men's resort and campground. Timberfell offers a variety of accommodations from rooms to cabins and campsites. Explore the website at www.timberfell.com. March 29th, 2008, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
For more, go to bearpalooza.com, Timberfell.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever seen the pictures of some of the stuff at Timberfell?
The website itself? No, I haven't explored that. You usually look at the ones from Bearpalooza.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Timberfell, I've actually looked into going there before, so it's actually a very nice campground.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, I think they have a dungeon, a leather barn.
A leather bar?
Yes, that you can go use and play in.
Ooh. We should go.
We should go.
We go to Timberfell. Yeah, Bearpalooza. all music, guys naked at the back. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Crisco Candle, Picnic Top. No, sorry. Oh, wait a minute. That was the other one.
That's the other one. That's Sawmill,
isn't it? Sawmill. Okay.
That's Sawmill. No, I'm kidding.
But Crisco's everywhere, so.
Yeah. Okay. One more for you. For me? Do this one.
What, Big Nug?
Big Nug. Let's do Big Nug.
All right. Folks. Coming to Houston, Texas, Friday, April 18th. It is the Unity Tour 2008 featuring Big Nug, D-Light, and there's one other. I can't remember. I can't remember who else. I'm sorry, guys. I can't remember who the third person is. I know, anyway, it's Big Nug, D-Light. Let me go here real quick. Anyway, they're performing at Super Happy Funland starting at, I think it is 9 p.m. There'll be a meet and a greet before the show and after the show. So if you want more information on this, you can go to www.happyfunland.com.
Super Happy Funland.
Superhappyfunland.com, which is at 3081 Polk Street, Houston, Texas. And all the information's on that website. And it's also on the HAB site, so you can go check it out there.
HoustonAirBears.com.
It's Big Nug, Delirical, and Unique. Untouchable.
Unique.
Is it Unique?
Unique. Okay.
I'm not good with names, so.
Okay, so yeah. Or I guess it's on BigNug.com. You can check out.
Yeah. And I think Big there's Nug's a site. It's UnityTour08.com is the website to go check out, so. Right. But they're coming to Houston, so. Hope you guys can come join it.
Okay. Let me check what Wayne's got to say. Hold on. Okay, something came up in... What does Wayne say? Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, Wayne's online again. All right. Let's talk about something different. Something came up in Nashville.
My boss was there last week. Was he the problem?
No, he's not the problem, no. Music City Bears have to close. The club, the bear group, Music City Bears... they're having problems already, and they had to close shop. They have to close the club. There's no more Music City Bears. They're the ones who are handling Bear Jam in Nashville. I was there last year, September, and I was talking to Robert Smith, not from The Cure, Robert Smith, and he was talking about I asked him about the club, and it's really been a bad year. It's like what he said. It's a bad time for Beardom in Nashville, because yeah, that's what happened. And sorry, guys. Sorry to the people from the members of the active members of Music City Bears. Yeah, so it's really sad. I mean, a club folding. It's we're far away from that, right?
That you mean like the organization?
Yeah, the organization, the group.
No.
We're pretty good. We have about how many members? 50? 50, 70?
Close to 60 now.
About 60 members.
Just going up. Keep getting people joining. So. Yeah. So hopefully it keeps going. So.
Yeah, it's really sad that a group and a social group would close, and I don't know. I've never heard of a club, but the clubs I've been in, it's been 15 years, 14 years. Still keeps going strong. There are times that membership really goes down, and there's only a core group, and then later on it bounces back. But I guess Music City Bears, their group didn't bounce back. So sorry, guys. Yeah, that's the news. If you guys go to musiccitybears.com, and the website is under construction or it's closed, I think. So you might just check it out. But yeah, sorry to Robert Smith and the group from Music City Bears. Okay, another sad story.
You can come join Houston Area Bears.
Yeah,
come to Houston. We have associate memberships.
Okay, one more. Actually, this is also a shout-out to Adrian from New Jersey. We were exchanging emails about Gary Gygax. Okay. You know about Gary Gygax? Okay, Gary Gygax is the reason why there's World of Warcraft, why there's these MMORPGs, these RPGs online, because it was first conceptualized or co-creator Gary Gygax. He's the one who made the started Dungeons and Dragons. So Dungeons & Dragons, when it was done, it's a fantasy role-playing game wherein you actually use multi-sided die and you use paper and pen. And you actually write what's going on, statistics. You make characters that way. And later on, after years, decades, they adapted it into a software, into a game. And then now it's one big, massive thing. It's like, it's if you guys are World of Warcraft players, and
Johnny,
yeah, Johnny, yeah, wherever, or Jeff from Clubs Out Loud. If you guys are, yeah, it's because of this guy that all these RPGs have been conceptualized. So yeah, condolences to Gary Gax's family. So yeah. So this, I guess, we dedicate this podcast to Gary Gygax because he's, you know, the co-creator of Dungeons and Dragons, and I used to play Dungeons and Dragons a lot. I used to play an elf, I used to play a thief, a human thief, and it's great. It really, he's the reason why many are doctors right now, or many are engineers, and many are artists, probably because of the concept of role-playing games. So yeah, so that's the sad part.
Yeah, how old was he? Yeah.
69. He died at 69.
Wow. Okay.
It's pretty young. Okay, one more. It's from Tommy in Denton, Texas. It's actually a comment on episode 189, I think. Yeah, it's about we were talking about it the last video we did. We did the same video thing. We were talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
And Larry King.
Yeah.
He commented on it. He said that it seems to me that when I was a child giving Valentine's, we were pretty much expected to give everyone in the class a Valentine. I remember having to find sort out the best and worst in a package and assigning them strategically to different people. A particularly memorable one was a skunk with some comment like, "You're a stinker, Valentine." That I gave to some guy who needed the hint on bathing. Did you used to give out Valentines?
Mm-hmm. I used to give out
Bugs. When you were kids?
When I was a kid, yeah. I used to give out Bugs Bunny. We used to do Bugs Bunny. I think I gave Scooby. I remember giving Scooby Doo. I remember
Bunny.
Giving
Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny Valentine.
What was the banana splits? I remember having banana splits Valentines again because I dressed up as a banana split one year for Halloween. One of the guys from that. That's about all I can remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got in college. We got the little cheap $1.99 packs that you could get 30 Valentines in, and gave them to each other in class one day. So,
oh my god. Okay, I got an email from Roger. He says, "I have a tickle fetish. I was wondering if Nard would tickle Ray on cam for a few seconds so I could see and hear how ticklish he is. Maybe it's okay." Okay, here I go. I'm going to tickle him right now.
I'm not ticklish.
It's not ticklish. Sorry.
At least not there. So.
Belly, even his rare souls. It doesn't work.
I'm not ticklish.
He's not ticklish. Sorry, yeah. Roger. So, okay, what else? We have some feedback already. Oh, my God. Marvin. It's from Marvin. Marvin from the Ursus at Large podcast. Yeah. Moon the camera. Okay, fine. I'm going to moon the camera. No, I'm not. No. This is rated PG video.
This is a family theme park.
It's a family video. It's a
Oh, speaking of that, like two things that happened at the park that was just funny as all get out. When they had the character Storm and Rogue out.
Oh, that's right. Okay. We were talking about that.
This little group of boys that had no home raising whatsoever in Florida. About ticked me off. But anyway, the person that was there kind of doing crowd control and everything was like, told them, "This is a family park, and those gestures are not allowed, and I will throw you out of the park." And these little ghetto parents, raise your kids to have some respect for people and other people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, after that little episode, while we're at Blue Man Group, there's this family in front of us in line. And while we're at the concession stand, and the girl's like, she wanted some of those Dippin' Dots. You know what I'm talking about?
The
space dots.
Ice cream of the future.
Future, yeah. and she wanted some, and the stand to get them was outside the theater. And she's like, "Dad, come with me. I don't trust these Americans."
What?
So I don't know where she was from. She didn't have an English accent, so she wasn't. I don't think she was English because it's very toned down. But I just thought it was funny as all get out that I don't trust these Americans and I don't think they'll make the money right. So I thought it was funny as all get out. So me and John were laughing about it. So, but anyway, okay.
All right. What else? Shout outs. Do you have any shout outs on your list?
I have a shout out for Ricky and Herb from Foul Monkeys. Thanks for taking us out and driving us down around Orlando Saturday night, taking us to Parliament House, going ahead, coming in, having dinner with us, and introducing your friend. And Ryan, who met us at Parliament House, he's going to be coming to Houston, so hopefully we can get return the favor and show him around. So,
okay, that's cool.
You know, so we had a good, but it was a good time. That's my shout outs for today, I guess. And John, ever so much, John.
Yeah. Of course. Well, I don't know if my partner Mike is watching this. So, hi, Mike. I love
hi, Mike.
You. Okay.
Mike, I hear you're scarier than me now. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah. Okay. Mike lost 37 pounds in 8 weeks. So, that's really good news. So, yay, Mike. Okay. So,
Mike, you want me to tell you how to lose 160 pounds real quick?
How?
Bye.
He chopped it off.
He's gone, Mike. He's gone like that.
Okay, so, yeah, he was, how he did it, he was just counting his calories, that's pretty much it. It's very similar to Weight Watchers, and he was able to do it.
So it's all on the NARD index, 1 NARD, 2 NARD, 3
yeah.
NARD?
Yeah, he's now a NARD and a half.
A NARD and a half.
Okay, so we're almost done for the day. We're almost 1 hour. We're reaching an hour. Okay, so shout outs to Chuck and Glenn and Brian from the Future Villain Band. I was talking to Glenn. If you're watching right now, Glenn, hi.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Yeah, he's a big woofy bear from Los Angeles, and I met him at the IBR. You were playing. You guys may have seen the videos on YouTube. I have to put that video on the feed so you guys would see it. And, of course, Dave Burley in the Bay. Happy birthday. Belated happy birthday.
Happy to Dave. Birthday to you.
Yep.
Oh, we also got a birthday to Robert C. from former Triad.
Oh, okay, Robert.
And
happy birthday,
Steve
Robert.
Steve S.
Steve S. Okay, Steve. TX Rubber Rub Bear.
Rub Bear, yeah.
TX Rub Bear, yeah.
Woofer.
And Woofer.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just a buddy. Just a buddy. Just a
Wink, wink.
Oh my god. Okay, who else? One last one? Yeah, one last one is Gary from Garbear. Garbear 73. He got an email from him about he was listening to the show with Jeffrey. He was thankful about, because when we had the Chaser show, Jeff. Oh yeah, shout out Jeff.
Hi Jeff.
Jeffrey from Vermont.
Hope you're not freezing.
Yeah. Jeff was talking about Drench Fur, and I'll talk about Drench Fur in a minute. Drench Fur and Gary emailed us, and he said that he was happy that Jeff promoted Drench Fur. So you guys go to drenchedfur.com, and yeah, it's gonna be in April. I wish I could go. Okay, now about Drench Fur, the Chasers are going there. Johnny, Jeffrey, and Ryan from Toronto. They're going there, and we're here. Why are we here? We should go to Drench Fur.
Here's the tickets.
I want to go to... It's at Erie, Pennsylvania. So
the Southwest Father?
Yes. Actually, they're cheap flights. Everybody's going. I can't go. I just can't. not this year. Maybe next year. We'll see. Okay, so is that it? Did we cover everything?
Think so.
Yeah, we covered everything. Wow, that's good. All right, so almost an hour, yeah. Okay, we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you everyone for listening and watching. Those people are sending emails
watching
us live right now. This might be the last one for this week. Next weekend I'll be in New York and
freezing his buttocks off.
I hope it's not snowing in New York. Yeah, we're gonna go to the Dugout Sunday night, so Mike is supposed to surprise me on whatever musical we're going to watch that Saturday, so we'll see. And then we're going to meet a friend of mine who lives in Brooklyn, and then we're going to meet...
South Pacific.
No, I don't think so. Jason.
We love you a long time, Natalia.
Bull Cub NJ from New Jersey. We might meet him up there at the Dugout, so Jason, if you're watching or if you're listening to this, yeah, I hope to see you guys there and all your buddies there, okay? And what else? Huh. Oh, the next video we're going to do will be TBRU. So watch out, 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting just like this. We're set up right now.
From 9 a.m. to 12?
Well, yeah, we just...
I thought it was from 12 to 4.
No, it's 9 to 12.
My God, I'm not getting up that early.
Well, you will have to wake up.
Over. No. I'll be back.
Don't get drunk on Friday night. I thought you knew it's 9 to 12.
No, I thought you said 12. It was like 12 to
okay,
4.
It's 9 to 12. Well, I'll wake you up, okay? I'll pour water.
Come by and see us. We'll be broadcasting live. We can come by and do on-the-spot interviews with everybody. You can give out your little username on whatever website. We can talk about you. You know, we can put you out there. We can pimp you out.
Also, around 9:30, I think I have to finalize it with Greg. She got a mustache. She's going to join us. So that'll be a funny bit.
I like Maynard got a mustache?
No, yeah. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching and those listening. Thank you everyone for listening. And you can email me at nard@bearpodcast.com.
You can email me at ray@bearpodcast.com. And if you want to see any of the pictures from Universal Studios and all my little bitchy comments about all the pictures I took, go to Flickr. It's Hugh Bear Dad on Flickr.
Mm-hmm. And voicemail, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Okay, so leave us your voice messages and we'll play it in the show. Yeah, and myspace.com/bearpodcast. Friend us there. And what else? If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And please leave a review on iTunes. Okay, so go to the website. If you look at the website right now, if you're looking at this video right now at the website,
there's a right there.
Yeah, right there. There's a iTunes picture on the left. Click on that and you can leave reviews there. All right, Ray, thank you for lending your couch again over here.
The bear couch.
Okay, we're going to keep recording. Well, probably on the video and play around a bit. But we're going to... are you sure? Who is this? Which one? Oh, it's James. Hi, James. He's watching right now, I guess. James from Bear Zero. Okay, so... Yeah, shout out, James. Okay, thank you very much for
which
listening.
Which one is shorter than you, him or me?
Wait a second. I'm... I don't know. Are you shorter? Wait, hold on. I don't know.
What are you talking about? Because we can, you know.
Oh, this one. Okay. All right. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so let's close this. Say goodbye.
All bye, right. Everybody.
Bye, everyone. Okay, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.